Matt Greenwood for KGF Sports, speaking to Grandview girls and boys track and field head coach Michael Lloyd. The Grandview girls finishing second place in the Class 2 District 2 tournament meet this past weekend, and the boys taking third place. And, well, there's a laundry list of names of athletes that did qualify for the sectional round as a result of their placement in districts. And Coach, I want to go ahead and give the girls some respect here first. How about that Lainey Durker qualifying in all three jumps?
Yeah, she's a sophomore for us, really a talented kid. She works really hard. She's also in our 4x8 as well, so she's kind of an odd little dichotomy. She qualified in four events and hoping to move her on in a couple. She's got a little uphill road to go in the jumps, but she's up for it, and she's excited about it. Really just a hardworking kid, so we're excited to see her have such early success as a sophomore.
A repeat state qualifier from last year that's hoping to repeat this year, Maddie Click in the shot put. She took fourth at the districts and once again qualifies.
Yep, and I still think she has her best throws inside of her. She kind of had some back injuries early in the season. She's only been able to really throw three or four times this season, so I'll be excited to see what she's able to put out. She's familiar with Park Hills throwing ring, and she's excited about being down there again and kind of being comfortable with it. So it'll be interesting to see what she can do this weekend. And she's got a good throwing time. She's going pretty early, so we won't have to keep her out in the sun. So I think she's one that can fly through, but I think she's going to have to surprise everybody and pop a few more feet on her throw there. So, again, excited to see what she's able to do this weekend.
Yeah, very well, very well. I can't remember exactly what sport Jordan Zoff and Isabel Kuska are members of. I know Isabel is on the basketball floor. I can't remember if Zoff is or not, but I think
Jordan. Yep. Yeah. Jordan is as well. Yep.
And I think she also played softball this spring, didn't she?
She did. She's a dual sport athlete even in the spring. So
yeah. And they both qualified in javelin.
Yep. Both with 90-foot throws. We think both of them can go 100 feet this weekend. Again, kind of still have their best throws in them. Izzy had the same thing. I had a similar thing with injuries earlier in the season. So she's just now getting healthy, getting some throws underneath her belt. So it'll be exciting to see what she can do too. I know I'm going to keep on saying that, but it took us a while to get healthy, and it's exciting to see that we're still moving kids on. Jordan is finally getting some time just to throw the jab. So it'll be a good couple of games for her, I think, over the next couple of weeks. We're hoping to move her on. And I think those two aren't as big of an uphill battle. I think they can really get out there and chuck it and get themselves through.
All right, very cool. Coach, of the names of girls that we haven't mentioned, who are you kind of, most proud of for being able to qualify for sectionals?
Man, that's really hard to limit down as a coach. I mean, we got another thrower in Molly Gearhart, who's a sophomore. She qualified with a fourth place throw as well, 101 feet. So we'll be curious to see if she can make it through in the discus. She knows she's got an uphill climb as well, but she's got it inside of her. We just need to get her to relax and pop the things off and a meet that she can in practice. I think that's the story of a discus thrower, but super proud of the way she's worked this year. We'd like to be able to take her to Jeff City. Our relays continue to come through for us. We don't have that breakneck speed all the time, but we could put four or five kids out there that rival just about anybody every single season. So really proud of our 4x2 and our 4x8 making it through, especially with Lainey Durker stepping up and filling the role that, we lost two spots there. Taylor Fickey's on that 4x8 team, so super proud of them. We got a good young group of athletes that just stepped up. Our freshman, sophomore really stepped up and had a good season for us. So really proud of that whole freshman, sophomore group for us.
Coach, as you do look ahead to sectionals for your girls squad in Park Hills this Saturday, who do you feel like, if you've had a chance to sort of review the field, who do you feel like gives your girls the toughest challenge? Is it themselves or is it other opponents?
It's hard to tell for us because it's the first time that we're going to be in the sectional. I know that on the sprint side, they're just bringing some speed up with them as well as we're bringing some speed down. So, our 4x2 is really going to present a challenge to get through. But if we can get out of our own way and just relax and allow things to happen for us, we'll move a lot of kids on. And that's kind of our hope. We hope to fill up a bunch of hotel rooms and be kind of crowded and make it difficult for us to move around come the next couple weeks.
We are speaking to Michael Lloyd. He is the Grandview Girls and Boys Track and Field Coach. They had several members from the team qualify for the sectionals this weekend in Park Hills. And, Coach, let's move on to the boys. You took third place with the boys group that you had, and a couple of names that kind of pop off the list here is Noah Richardson, both in long jump and triple jump, and also a member of your 4x100 and 4x200-meter relay team. So obviously a guy that you rely on to get some points for your team.
Yes, absolutely. Senior leader, he was a kid that when we came in, when I first came in, he was a sophomore. You know, we kind of worried about where he was as far as mentality-wise. He was kind of like a kid that was more concerned just with what Noah was doing and not the team mentality we were trying to develop. Now he's that type of kid that, like, I mean, he is a team leader. He comes up and he tells kids, hey, this is what we need to do. If we give him a workout and we need to go take care of something else, he makes sure the workout's done. He knows the kids are doing it to perfection. He knows what we expect, and he follows through on it. You can start to see that in the way that he's jumping, the way that he's running, the way that he's leading everyone. It's really fun to watch.
Coach, any bragging rights for Quentin Geist in the javelin, being the only one to take first place in any of the individual events?
You know, Quentin's just a humble kid. He's happy that he was able to stick his foot in the ground and let one go like he's been able to in practice. So, I mean, I think we've bragged on him a little bit more to his teammates because we want him to be proud of what he's done and kind of get comfortable with the fact that he's the one to beat going in. I know that there's another great throw down there in sectionals, but we feel like he should understand that he's the one to beat. He should be comfortable with that title, comfortable with the idea that he's an athletic, super great kid. So I think we're bragging more than he is, you know, just trying to boost him up. He's a very humble kid and just loves being part of our team. You see that in every way. I mean, he does really let Noah kind of be the leader of our group. And even in that 4x1, 4x2, even though he's the anchor, he knows that if we don't go anywhere unless Noah gets a great start in that too. So it's neat to watch those two seniors just kind of be seniors and be those role model leaders for us. So just so that we can continue to build our team the way we want to.
Coach Lloyd, I get the sense that a lot of kids, when they choose certain events, it's either they're just going to do a bunch of running or they're going to do a bunch of the field events. But for you, you have Travis Love, who does a little bit of both. He does pole vault, which he qualified for sectionals in, and then he also hurdles in the 300s,
yeah.
And he qualified there as well.
Yep. And he's very similar to, and we always kind of make the joke with Tanner down there and at Jefferson, that they're very similar type athletes. And they're also, you know, Rugley and I are similar in the fact that, yeah, we talk about kids choosing events, but we really allow the event to choose the kid for what we need to get accomplished at Grandview. And the kids have bought into that. You know, there's kids, I mean, Laney Durker didn't expect to do an 800. We got Asa Faust, who was a sprinter and jumper all year long as a freshman. We said, hey, we need you to run the 800. He's on our 4x8 qualifying sectional team as well. You know, it really is a matter of, we can look at a kid and say, this is what we need. Can you go get it done for us? And they find a way to make it work. And, you know, it's one of the great things about being a coach at Grandview is that those kids are going to go out and try to find a way to make it happen. And it's really, even in Travis's case, you know, we looked at him and said last year that he could run in the 300s and qualify through and get us some points in districts. And he stepped up and did it. And now he's just getting better at it. He keeps on working at it and does all the right things. So I know track's an individual sport for the most part, but it's just not the way we coach it. And those kids just buy into it, and it's so much fun.
All right. Very awesome, Coach Lloyd. One last thing before I'll let you go here, sort of posing the same question I did with the girls in regards to the boys in the sectional meet. What are some spots there that you think are going to be challenging for your guys?
Super proud of the 4x8 making it through, PR by almost a minute. Had some of our best splits we've ever had since I've been there. Super proud of those kids making it through. As far as challenges, we know our relays are going to have to go and really run a good race. I've told our 4x2 and 4x1, you know, we've made it this far as a place that I don't think they ever thought they would be at as in a sectional meet and running really good times like they are. They've run with the competition. And now I need them to go run for themselves and run like they know they can. And that's, again, what we've emphasized to them. If they go out and they really push themselves, they don't have to run with their competition. They can outrun their competition. So we're really hoping that that'll get through and kind of take our spring game to the next level and get our kids motivated to be on those teams in the future as well.
All right, awesome deal, Coach Lloyd. And thank you for your time, by the way. And just so I don't forget, Zach Perrin in the high jump also qualified for you, and he's also a member of the 4x100 and 4x200 meter relay team. So, Coach Lloyd, best of luck to your Grandview girls and boys at the sectionals this weekend.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Again, that is Michael Lloyd of Grandview Girls and Boys Track and Field. They've got several bodies headed to the sectionals in Park Hills, which begin Saturday. It's the Class 2 sectionals. And Coach Lloyd joining us here today on KJFF.